Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Tes Omed Aleph, and we'll be doing Simen Chav Ches, which is talking about the dinim of Chalitzas HaTfilin, how to properly take off the tefillin. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Chayev Adam L'mashmish B'Tfilin B'chol Shoh. Person should regularly be aware and touch the tefillin, both the Shoyad and the Sharosh. The Mechaber writes that one should not forget about them, should not have his Hesach Hadas, one should not forget that he's wearing the tefillin. The Halacha Brewer brings down that this idea is based upon the tzitz, the frontlet that the Kohen Gadol wore. Matzitz she'ein bo el askara achas. The tzitz only has the name of Hashem on it one time. Nevertheless, the Torah in Pasuk, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Ches, in Shmo says, V'ayah amitzko tomid. It has to be constantly on your forehead. You have to constantly remember it. Shlo yasir dayit v'imenu. So tefillin she'ish bo en achzkaros harbe, alachas kam v'kama. How much more so for the tefillin, which he brings down in his commentary, the Shaar HaTzion. He writes that the tefillin have 21 askaros in the Shoyad and 21 askaros in the Shorosh, and therefore certainly one cannot lose sight of the fact that he's wearing the tefillin for even a second. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, B'chol Shoh, constantly, Pirush, B'chol Shoh Shiniskar Behem Chai L'mashmish. When you think of your tefillin, touch them. The Ayidei Kain, Niskar Lehem Toyadir. In this way, you'll constantly be reminded of your tefillin. V'lo Yovo Lidei Hesech Hadas, and it won't lead you to forget that you're wearing your tefillin. And furthermore, he says, another good reason, K'dei L'saknim Shelo Yezuzu Mimkomam. By touching the tefillin, you'll also notice and feel that they're in the right place, especially the Shalrosh, which you can't see, and therefore you'll make sure that you're always wearing in the proper place, as we spoke about in great detail in Chav Sayin, how important it is to have the tefillin in the right place. Dirshu, footnote 1, brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that many have the custom to also kiss their hand after they touch the tefillin, but there is no source for this minog. But he brings down the Chayyadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who also say, Yinashik esayad shemashmesh boat tefillin, that the custom is when you touch the tefillin, you then touch your fingers to your hand, to your mouth, and you kiss it. The Shaar Ephraim brings down, Ayidei hanegia betefillin, kilu nidbak liyad roshim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By this, it's as if when you touch the tefillin, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu touching your hand, so to say, and therefore you kiss your hand. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down how Yanoeg, that it was his minog, litenes haritzuos o esatalis ala tefillin, bosun yamishat nashik. He would go and take his talis or his ritzua and touch the tefillin with that. Many people have a similar custom when they touch the Sefer Torah, they take the ritzua or the talis and they touch the Sefer Torah. The reason we don't do this by a mezuzah when we're davening and we say, Uchsavtom al mezuzos besech v'sherecha, so the Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Rivash, and he says you don't have to go and get up out of your place and go to the mezuzah because it's not right near you. In Dirshu note 2, he brings down the Kaf HaChaim, who says when you touch your tefillin, you shouldn't do it in a rote type of a fashion, but you should think about what you're doing. V'yishabed mocho v'libo l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and further force yourself to think about your servant's service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you this wonderful mitzvah of tefillin. If you are touching your tefillin in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you see they're out of place, in Dirshu footnote 3, he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan and says it's okay to put them back into their place. That's not considered a hefsek. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Beis says that while you're davening, you technically don't have to touch your tefillin. This din is really mostly for people that are wearing their tefillin all day long, because the davening itself will be a reminder for you that you're wearing your tefillin. Dirshu footnote 4 says the same thing would apply if you're learning Torah. Ain't tzorich litein daito al tefillin, because that's the whole point of the tefillin, is to remind yourself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're learning and you're davening, you're doing that anyway. In Dirshu footnote 5, he adds that this mitzvah to have the tefillin on your mind is you shouldn't have machshavos ro, so inappropriate thoughts while you were in the tefillin, and he says during the Shemoneh Esrei and the Kriya Shema, you certainly wouldn't be having those thoughts anyway. While you're learning, you hopefully wouldn't be having those thoughts anyway, and that's why you don't have the obligation to touch your tefillin to keep your mind pure. Likewise, you will lead to kalas rosh if you don't constantly touch your tefillin and be aware of them, and during the davening, you wouldn't have kalas rosh. That's another reason why you're not obligated to touch your tefillin during the davening or during learning. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim, brought down by the Mishneh Berurah, it says Ayin in the Prima Gadim. So Dirshu footnote 6 brings down this Prima Gadim, and Gam Bishas HaTfilo Yimashmish Bem. One should during the davening touch the tefillin, as in fact we do, because this din of Hesach Hadas is learned out from the tzitz, and as I already pointed out from the Halacha Berurah, how important it is to constantly be aware of the tefillin from a Kal V'Chomer from the tzitz. Furthermore, he adds the reason that your tefillin should stay in the proper place. That's also certainly possible that during learning or davening it could come out of its place. So for that reason alone, one should constantly be touching the tefillin and be aware of them. In fact, there are certain places in the davening where people do have the custom to touch their tefillin, to kiss their tefillin, and likewise to kiss the tzitzis. We had talked about this in an earlier shir when we say, Oter Yisro B'Sifara, in Hodu by Yismuch Hashemayim Yisrael Gel Oretz, in Yehi Chavod by Yismuch HaShemayim V'Sogel Oretz, Poseach Esudech, Mazbilu Chai Ratzon in Ashrei, Yotzer Orev Ori Choshech, by the first and second paragraphs of Shema, where it talks about the tefillin, and there are other customs as well. Getting back to the Mechaber, he writes, V'yimashmesh b'shoyad tchilo, when you are touching your tefillin, you first touch the shoyad, and then you touch the shorosh. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Yimol, since normally the shoyad is closer to your hand, so you can't bypass the mitzvah and touch the shorosh first. What happens if your hand is closer to your head? So Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that he would touch first the head and then touch the shoyad and then the shorosh again, in order not to have this problem of being mavi in our mitzvos. And in fact, the Halacha Brewer says as well, that's the recommendation of the Halacha Brewer as well. However, there are those that suggest that one should not do this in public because it would look a little bit strange and people may then make a mistake and think that they always should be touching the shorosh before the shoyad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Dalet says, if when you're touching the shorosh, you see that it's out of its place, as well you notice that your shoyad was out of its place, tzorich lahachzir ha-shoyad tchila al-makomo, you first put the shoyad back in its place, because the pasuk kshat meyosi yadecha, only then does it say, vayulutot tefos beninecha. The Mishnah Berurah points out, we already discussed this in Simchav Hei, Sivvav. And then the Mechaber writes what I already mentioned before, Kishiyomar kshat meyosi yadecha, yimashmish b'shoyad. Ukishiyomar vayulutot tefos beninecha, yimashmish b'shorosh. In the first and second paragraph of the Shema, when you say those psukim that deal with the shoyad and the shorosh, the minog is to touch the shorad and to touch the shorosh. Siv Beis. Tefillin shorosh choletz tchila. When you're taking off your tefillin at the conclusion of davening, we don't wear the tefillin all day as they used to, so we take off our tefillin at the conclusion of davening, and we take off the shorosh first in the reverse order that we put it on. And this is again because of the pasuk mishum d'chsiv ayulot tefos beinecha. Kol zman shebeinecha yushtaim. All the time that you have the tefillin in between your eyes, i.e., when your shorosh is on your head, so your shoyad should also be on. Then he tells us, Tzorich lachutz tefillin shorosh me'umad. We take off the tefillin shorosh while we're standing up. Sfaradim also put on their shorosh standing up, so they also take off their shorosh standing up. Ashkenazim, who put on their shoyad standing up, also take off the shoyad standing up. Sfaradim, the Halacha Berurah brings down. And various Eidos HaMizrach, who put on their shoyad sitting down, they also can take off their shoyad while they're sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Hay says that before you take off your shorosh, you do unwrap the three windings around your middle finger, and then you take off the shorosh. In Sivkat and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you do take off the krichos on the fingers, you should be standing up as well for Ashkenazim. Ulemin hagenu sheminichin shoyad gamkein me'umad. As I just said, according to us, the Mishnah Berurah says the Ashkenazim who put on their tefillah shoyad while they're standing up, tzorach gamkein lecholtzam me'umad. We also take it off while we're standing up. The kahanachoson kahalitzoson. The same way you put them on, the reverse is when you take them off in the order, but in the same position. Then he says, V'yesh mehachachomim shayu noagim lachlutz etzulim shorosh biyat smol. There were great Tamidei Chachomim that would take off their shorosh with their left hand. Why? Shehi biyat keyatz, the weaker hand, laharos keshekosha olav chalitzosan, to show your reluctance to take off your tefillin, you're so sorry to give up this mitzvah. V'imhu iter yad, shekom lachto bismolo, and a lefty who does all of his things with his left hand, cholzim b'yamino, should take off his tefillah shorosh with his right hand, again, kidei shelo lasos hachalitza b'mihiros, to demonstrate that you're reluctant to take it off and you don't want to do it quickly, you'll do it a little bit less dexterously when you take it off with your weaker hand. The Mechaber then continues and said, v'yaniach batik shorosh v'olav shoyad, when you put your tefillin away in your tefillin zekel, or in the bag that you're putting your tefillin into, make sure that you put your shorosh and then va'olav shoyad, and on top of it, that's what it literally means, but that's not what it means, as we'll see in a second, you put the shoyad. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin brings down the Bach and the Taz, who explain, the hainu shiyase tik oroch, you make the tik elongated in some way, v'tzor and narrow, shumunochem zal gabizeh, so it's as if the shoyad, which is the one closer to the exit, is considered on top, but it's not literally on top, the shorosh have more kedusha, so it's improper to place the tulin shoyad on top of them. The Morgan of Rome writes, Yosef Tovli Tena Tulin Zebet Zed. The way we do it is the way the Morgan of Rome suggests, that we put them side by side, the Chay Noagim. And this is, in fact, the custom that is extant nowadays. Umasha Kosov Mchaber, all of Shoyad. What does he mean? So the Morgan of Rome explains, Perusho Shiitnu Ketzas Litzad Mala. It should be slightly in front of the Tvilo Shorosh, Kidei Levko Abem Tchilo. So when you go to your Tulin Zekel the next morning to put on your Tvilin, you'll always hit upon the Shoyad first.
Ubesefer Shulchan Shlomo, he brings down the Tovshu Hatfilin Shalyad Bitsad Yomin Shalatik. Always place your Tfilin Shalyad on the right side of this Tfilin Zekel. Gam Kimitam Zeh, for the reason that your right hand will come there first and you'll take it out. It'll be the first one that you meet. You won't be Mavir Nala Mitzos. And also, you'll always know the Mefarshim explained that's where you put it. You won't make any mistake. Similarly, the Halacha Brura brings down for people that have Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam and Tefillin of Rashi in the same bag, so you should be very, very careful to always keep the Tefillin Shel Rashi in a certain place so that they'll know that they'll take the Tefillin Shel Rashi first and only later on take the Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Berurah then says some have the custom lasso shnei kisim. They have two separate pockets or two separate containers for their Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Ach gam bishnei kisin yosu tov shizor li tina kis shoyah kitzas letzad mala. Even when you have two separate bags, make sure that the tefillin shoyad bag is a little bit different, more properly aligned, so you'll come to it first. Kidei sheivka b'em tchila v'lo yavir l'mitzo. So when you take them out the next morning, you'll always do the shoyad first. This is because the das of the Taz later, we've learned previously in Simuch of Hay, was that even regarding the kiss, even regarding the package that the tefillin or the talis are in, there's a din of mavir nala mitzvah, so you shouldn't even come to the tik, to the tik or the zekel of the shorosh before you come to the zekel of the shoyad. The Mishnah Berurah reminds us again that if you do have separate bags for the tefillin shoyad and shorosh, you should label them so you don't make a mistake. In addition, you should always make sure you put the shoyad in the shoyad bag and shorosh in the shorosh bag because the shorosh has more kedusha, and it would be inappropriate to then put the shoyad into the shorosh bag, which has higher level of kedusha. It would be inappropriate to put the shoyad in there because of the principle malin ve'ein moridin. We go up in kedusha, we don't go down in kedusha. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out if you made a tznai mitchila, that would be acceptable to place whichever tefillah you wanted in whichever bag. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches explains the reason that we're so careful about this is lo yitztarich lahavir la-mitzvah. We don't want to bypass the mitzvah. You'd come upon the shorosh first. The halach is you put on the shoyad first, and we'd have to bypass the mitzvah. He then adds v'nochum lizor shlo yachlot shoyad ad shianiach shorosh besochat tik. One should be careful not to start taking off the shoyad before the shorosh is totally wrapped up and put away in the tefillin bag, in the tefillin zekel. This is also done in order to make sure that you don't misplace and put the shoyad in the place where the shorosh is. If you take them both off at the same time, you may put them away in the wrong place. So do it dutifully and carefully. Always put the shorosh away first and then take off the shoyad. This way you won't make a mistake. In Dirshu Note 13, he brings down what happens on Rosh Chodesh when you're in a rush to take off your tefillin right before we daven Musaf. Everybody's always in a rush to take off their tefillin in order to be able to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So he brings down from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zatzal, who was the Rav in Yerushalayim, Nizar Lahaniach Es Hashal Rosh B'Soch HaTik Kodim Shechalatz Es HaShoyad. Even in that situation, you'd be careful to put away the Shorosh first and only then take off the Shoyad. Kidei Shelo Yishkach La'acha Bikein Yaniach Es HaShoyad B'Soch HaTik Kodim Shechal Rosh. This way you won't make the mistake in putting them in the wrong place. If a person doesn't have time to take them both off and put them away, what should he do? So some suggest at least put the tefillin inside the boxes that we put them in and have the tefillos of the shoyad and the shorosh lying flat on the table or the bench in front of you, on the shtender in front of you, and that they shouldn't be in a disrespectful position. Rav Shechter Shlita brings down from the Rav Zatzal that the Rav was very machbid that you should put away the tefillin fully back in the tefillin zekel before you start the Shemoneh Esrei. And he once actually pointed out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to a boy that hadn't done so that he should stop his Shemoneh Esrei and put away his tefillin. It's disrespectful to leave the tefillin lying out there without being in the bag. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Minhag hachachomim lenashek hatefillin b'shas hanachoson uvishas chalitzoson. There's an ancient minhag that the chachomim set up that they would kiss the tefillin at the time of putting them on and at the time of taking them off. The purpose of this is to show a tremendous chibuv, love for the mitzvah. We had brought down previously in the name of Rav Moshe that even kissing the tefillin shorosh is not considered a hefsek. The Halacha Berurah does not recommend that you do this. You should kiss them afterwards or at some other point in time. But psak of Rav Moshe is that you could even kiss your tefillin shorosh before you put them on, even though you have your shoyad on. That's not considered a hefsek. Again, this is the purpose to show your love for the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tes writes, when you wind up the tefillin, lo yichroch haritzuos al abatim. Don't wrap the ritzuos on top of the batim, on top of the ketzitza, the tefillin box itself. Ela b'tzdidei abatim, wrap it around the tetura, which is the sides of the tefillin, the base of the tefillin. This is because the box has more kedusha than the ritzuos. Many people, the Mishnah Berurah says, have the custom to wrap it in the shape of a kanfeyona, to have like the wings of a dove. This is based upon a Gemara in Shabbos, the famous story of Elisha Baal Kinofayim, who had a tremendous miracle performed for him when he was wearing tefillin in a time where the Goyim did not let us wear tefillin, and he was caught by a soldier was going to kill him for wearing tefillin, and I took off the tefillin, and he magically turned into a dove. And as a reminder of this great nes, we wrapped the tefillin in kanfayona, in a little bit to the one side, a little bit to the other side of the ketzitza of the box of the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah further points out that you wrap the ritzua around the box and don't the box and keep the ritzua stationary. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says when you take the tefillin out, you don't shake them out, but you take them out with your hand. It's not covered to shake them out. And he points out, don't make the tick of the tefillin from shatnez, because through note 16, he brings down the reasoning of the Prima Gadim, that your hands will come into contact with this, and they may get warmed by the tefillin zekel, and that would be then wearing kilayim, wearing shatnez, and that would be osur. The Halacha Berurah points out that nowadays that we often, almost always, put our tefillin inside X, and then we put it inside the tick. So therefore, this problem of wrapping the ritzua around the ketzitz, around the box of the tefillin, doesn't apply, because we have a box on top of the box of the tefillin. And he says, Yesh noagin lahakul bazeh. And he writes, Ein lochush lekachim korech haritzuas me'alabatim. And it's not a problem, he says, if you then wrap the ritzua around this second box, around the box of the tefillin. He also points out, Nochon lasos kisna l'tfilin. It's nice to make a beautiful talis and tefillin bag. Laharos kovod v'chiba l'mitzvah. This also demonstrates you're covered for the mitzvah. Also brings down, Tov shiakapa l'tfilin bi'atzmo laharos chiba v'mitzvah. It's very nice to do this yourself, to you should wind up the tefillin and not give it to somebody else to do. It shows chiba for the mitzvah when you do it yourself. And this is also brought down in Dirshu note 15 in the name of the Ben Ish Chai. This concludes today's shiur.